Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We live in a world where the vaccine, we didn't choose COVID-19, but we can choose to get vaccinated. A lot of you are very angry with me because I am supportive of vaccines and vaccine mandates in many environments. I am supportive of it. I don't shy away from my belief on that. Professor Bongani Majola is the chairperson of the South African Human Rights Commission. Good morning. Do anti-vaxxers have a leg to stand on?
Hi, yes, good morning, sir, and thank you for having me on your show. And also thank you for publicizing this issue of vaccination or no vaccination. Well, the commission has issued a statement previously in which...
Professor, can I just ask you to talk up as loud as possible? We've put it as loud as we can here, but yes, for some reason yes, it's coming across quite softly.
Yes, I think it's where I put the phone.
Oh, there we go. That's much better. Much better. Thank you.
Yes. I was saying that the Commission issued a statement expressing a view on its understanding of the Constitution and vaccination and compulsory vaccination, which states that, the Constitution allows the limitation of rights, except maybe one or two. And then also it also says that where there is a law of general application, any right can be limited if it's justifiable in a democratic society. And we've said that if the state passes such a law or identifies such a law, then it would be able to compel people to vaccinate. But we do not see it as a contest between those who want to vaccinate and those who do not want to vaccinate, because we do understand that people understand now that they've got rights and that they have to fight for the protection of those rights. It is important that we explain to people, that government explains to people, and we in the Commission explain to people that it's not... those rights are not absolute. They can be limited. So I think the people who are still against vaccination, some have got reasons, valid reasons why. For example, if the vaccines themselves are going to be harmful to their own health, I think it is reasonable for them to say, no, I do not want to harm my own health by taking the vaccination. But that would have to be proved medically. And those who mix with other people and pose a risk to the majority of infections by refusing to be vaccinated, after it's been demonstrated now that these vaccines have got a very useful purpose, those people's rights can be limited. But at the moment, we do not think that there is a clear law of a general application in terms of which it can be done, except in the labor field, where we've got that consolidated condition which was issued by the Minister of Employment and Labor. And even that, there is quite a bit of dispute whether that forms a law of general application. But as the Commission, we have taken the view that it does. It complies with the requirements of a law of general application. And we feel that it would be justifiable to require employees to be vaccinated. I must say that there is a view, though, that says that that consolidated condition is too general and therefore vague and unconstitutional. It's something we are looking at.
So that's great, because you gave us a very good overview of it, which I think it puts it into a lot of context. The issue around vaccines, I mean, it's very clear to me that following the president's speech, he's trying not as hard as possible not to go there, but there's almost as though he's got no choice. So now he's talking about COVID task teams to look at mandating vaccines in certain areas, talking, as you mentioned, to the labor, to the unions, to try and get general consensus in this, because obviously what we don't want is a pushback where people are now standing their ground out of principle and not getting vaccinated. Yes. And I do see that, and I can see it from our listeners, that to some extent, the more I encourage or the more I talk about vaccines in a positive way, people are pushing back and just simply getting annoyed, almost entrenching their own position rather than being able to hear another side to their own position.
Yeah, that is the unfortunate part, aspect of South African life, in the sense that there are certain things that we do without reason. We just do because we want to do. I mean, right now with this Omicron virus, you know, so much of South Africa is getting damaged or disadvantaged because of the understanding that we have very few people who are vaccinated, and therefore the risk to other nations if we travel there, if we do trade, is big. In other words, we still have to work very hard to let people protect and defend their rights, but in a rational way. It doesn't help really for people to say it's my right and therefore I don't want to be vaccinated, even if this thing is not going to do any harm to me, but it's going to do a lot of advantage and benefit to the country. You know, we need to get round to that. How, please don't ask me because I don't have an answer.
I think that's a very good point, and it's something that I certainly hadn't thought of. I've been talking about friends of mine who are frontline workers in the fight against COVID and how it impacts them if people aren't vaccinated, because it's just got this way of having an effect on everybody else. But in fact, what you're saying is right. It even affects us economically because South Africa keeps getting put on red lists because our vaccination numbers are simply too low. Is there a difference between, well, obviously there is, but what we seem to be talking about now is mandating vaccines in certain environments. So whether it's sports games or employment or indoor spaces, recreation, whatever that would be, that's quite different to saying that every person, like it or not, has got to go out there and get a vaccine. Is there a difference in your mind to those two approaches?
Yes, there is a significant difference, because in the one case where we say everybody must be vaccinated, it means whether you live forever in your own house alone without anybody and pose no risk to any other person, you must be vaccinated. The vaccination passport approach that I think the president was alluding to says, listen, you are free to protect your rights to bodily integrity, but you shouldn't then pose a risk to others by going to the stadium where people who are vaccinated may contract the virus from you. In other words, then you are excluded from going into a particular environment where your non-vaccination stance may cause risk to other people. I see universities are also now saying they are not going to admit people who are not vaccinated. I think they are also operating on that principle that, listen, we have a duty to ensure the safety of teachers and students at university. And that one of the tools is to is not to admit people who are not vaccinated, because they then pose a risk to everybody else. Whether the universities are right in that regard, it's something that we're still looking at, because we've received complaints from students in Stellenbosch and UCT. And so we're working on that. And I wouldn't like to comment too much on it.
Yeah, that's obviously something that needs to be looked at properly. But ultimately, do you think it will go that route, which is asking for the vaccine passport to be presented in certain environments rather than demanding that every person, even in the privacy of their own home, needs to have been vaccinated?
Yes, I think ultimately it will go that way, provided the state has the political will to then pass some form of a law of general application that says that entry in such and such places would require vaccination.
Absolutely fascinating. Professor Bongani Majola, chairperson of the South African Human Rights Commission, talking to us about mandating vaccines. I'd love your reaction on 34519 or 061 895 1019. Good morning.